Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Roughly 2.1 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, despite the gradual reopening of businesses around the country. That brings the running total since the coronavirus shutdowns took hold in mid-March to about 41 million unemployed Americans. The government figures underscore the continuing damage to businesses and to livelihoods from the outbreak that has now killed at least 100,000 people in the U.S. In Florida, there have been nearly 53,300 positive cases of COVID-19. At least 2,364 Floridians have died. Today, the Pinellas County Commission has lifted any of its COVID-19 restrictions that exceed statewide rules. Commissioners in Pinellas also extended the local state of emergency to June 5th. It lifted rules pertaining to public beaches, shared pools, and playgrounds that exceed the state requirements. Last week, the Hillsborough County Commission voted 6-1 to raise park and mobility impact fees on new construction beginning in January. Commissioner Mariella Smith voted for the impact fees.
Almost all the commissioners campaigned on the promise to make development pay its fair share of infrastructure. And impact fees are the way we do that. We charge developers a fee for every house or commercial development they build that goes to pay for just the capital costs of the infrastructure needed to support that development. So that includes schools, fire and police, sheriffs, as well as transportation infrastructure, water and sewer, and parks. And some communities charge other impact fees as well for other pieces of the infrastructure, but that's our Hillsborough County ones.
What's been the history of how the impact fees have increased over the years? I take it that it's been a long time since there's been a major increase.
It has. In fact, the parks impact fees had not been increased since 1985. So 25 years. You know, they were calculated in 1985 dollars, and a lot has changed since then. School impact fees were also woefully behind. The transportation impact fees were adjusted in 2016, but costs have risen dramatically for building roads or providing transit since then. And they were, in 2016, they were set very low and included a schedule of phasing them in. So even in 2016, in a booming economy, booming building time, that board of county commissioners, before I got there, did not approve the impact fees at the full 100%, but only phased them in. So by 2019, we were just asking them to pay 80% of the costs that were determined back in 2016. So it's still very, very low.
That's Hillsborough County Commissioner Mariella Smith, who voted to raise park and mobility impact fees. She says up to now, county taxpayers lose $13,000 for each newly built house. Smith says the last impact fee that still needs to go up, water, will be considered on June 17th. We'll hear more from her on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. Florida's response rate to the census is slightly below the national average, but in rural North Florida, the gaps are glaring. The Panhandle and the Big Bend region have the most counties with the lowest response rates in the state. The Bureau's Stephen Buckner says the problems are being compounded by the pandemic, which has delayed the census's ability to start going door to door.
We had to stop a lot of and shut down our field operations, which does affect the Big Bend area a little bit in the sense that we have to deliver questionnaires to more rural areas that have most people get their mail from a P.O. box or don't have city-style addresses. And right there in that area, over 20,000 households are in that category.
Walton, Franklin, Liberty, and Dixie counties have the lowest census responses in the state. Less than a third of people there have responded. Buckner says the agency will resume its door-to-door efforts in August and is still looking for help in rural areas. The count determines federal funding for schools, transportation, and health care, along with congressional representation. Creative Loafing is reporting that a Gaither High School social studies teacher has resigned after coming under fire for posts in a white supremacist Facebook group. The Hillsborough County School Superintendent told CL, "Under my leadership, our district will not tolerate racism of any kind." The teacher, Vernon Chuck Henderson, is a member of the Right Wing Death Squad Facebook group, which routinely posted pro-Nazi propaganda. Tonight, you can expect scattered thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the morning with thunderstorms likely in the afternoon and high temperatures in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.